have an executive director and above gala. And that is just, you know, the best of the best of legal show. They have an amazing keynote speaker, and it's an incredible event that a lot of associates fight to be a part of. And he happened to be the host at this event. I mean, it's kind of like being asked to host the Oscars. Like, it's just that big of a deal. And that's when I saw him for the first time, and he performed an incredible poem, which is now, I think that some of you guys who might have been in the business, you know, before have seen that poem. And Isaac performs a lot of poems, and he did such an incredible job. I heard that there was an MTV reality show on this young man. He was just now put on the list on the top 100 African American males to know. Like, that's, I didn't even know that was a thing. But that's a thing. I mean, that list, just so you know, you have folks like Martin Luther King, you have, you know, the Barack Obama, you have Colin Powell, you have a lot of great names that I could name. And in that list is Mr. Harold Branch as well. That's the caliber of folks that we get to bring in the Utah market. And I'm so humbled and honored to bring back to the stage the one and only Mr. Harold Branch. Please welcome Mr. Harold.
Hello, hello. Just trying to make sure the mic is on. And... how y'all doing? Y'all all right?
Yeah.
That was very kind. So the list, I feel like I have to explain. The list, we just got the announcement. Exactly. It just came out. It was a Michigan Board of Education put out a list. 101 African Americans, past and present, that you should know. And I just got the announcement a couple days ago. And so that's why it's on the forefront of the mind. But yeah, this is pretty cool. Let's be a part of. I was like, oh man. And the kids, my kids were excited. They was like, what you do? Man, you just take us to school. And then, who are you? You know what I mean? And so that's pretty cool. So I get to go. I call my best friends because I'm a jerk too. Yeah, so I called my best friend. I said, man, I got some great news. I'm on this list, man. You know, American males, you should know. So I just called to tell you, you're welcome. So he said a few choice words, and we laughed for about 10 minutes. So I am excited. Oh, and the reality show. Just so I don't want you to think I was in some little weird reality show situation, right? Because I know you're going to go and Google it and expect to see me do something really probably inappropriate, because that's usually what happens in reality shows. It was just a little documentary. They kind of talked about my life a little bit. And we were talking about, I've done a lot of work in suicide prevention, working with kids, things like that. So we were just kind of talking about that a little bit. But allow Legal Shield to be the vehicle for you to do what your purpose to do. So one of the things that you'll learn from me, one of the things you'll get from me, I hope that you'll receive this, is that very honest, very straightforward. I'm not going to try to make it something that it's not. Does that make sense? I don't believe in blowing smoke. And I was like, how many of you have children? Okay. How many of you got bills? Right? They're real bills, right? And so I shouldn't quote stuff for you. That's not going to help you. If I exaggerate, right? People only exaggerate when they don't have faith in the truth. I don't need to exaggerate. It's awesome. It's incredible. I don't have to turn it into something that's not, because I do believe this is life-change stuff. You know what I mean? So Legal Shield, I don't believe any of us, and we may have generations that lived, my children, or children that kind of grew up seeing Legal Shield, but none of us grew up and said, what do you want to be when you grow up, Timmy?
I want to be a platinum
in Legal Shield. I just want to offer legal services to the community. And that's my goal and dream in life. Man, no, probably not. Probably not. You probably stumbled on it, got introduced to it at some point, and it was like, wow, this is something that's good. Can we turn the volume down a little bit? It's kind of piercing me. So, Thank you, Brother Esther. Oh, great. So with the Legal Shield opportunity, you recognize it for what it is. It's a way for you to have more time and more money to do the thing that you want, the thing you were purposed to do. Legal Shield allows me to walk in my purpose. Now, you have to define what your purpose is for yourself. Nobody can give that to you. So we're going to have some pretty solid conversation today. Is that okay?
Yeah.
We had a Q&A last night, and it was fun, and everybody got to ask me questions. And today, I'm going to ask you a question. I want to know what's on your mind. What you working for? But before we do that, I think we should identify our relationship. I don't think people do that enough. They assume that the other person knows what their role is. And that's when you get role confusion and relationships go weird. Right? And I don't want a real relationship with you all, Utah. I want this to work out. I want the dating to go well. I want you to call me tomorrow, you know? I don't want you to be like, oh, that guy. So, my job, and I'm here as an extension of you. I've just been in the business for a while. And I get to come in from out of state. But we're both associates. No. We're associates. I'm an associate just like yourself. Probably figured a couple things out. Probably worked on a couple things. But I'm still working on a lot more. I have a lot more to figure out than I've already figured out. How many of you ever get frustrated with leadership? Me too. How many of you ever get frustrated with your results? Me too. Frustrated with yourself. Frustrated with other people. Me too. Right? If so, we're going to have a conversation as what's his fears? If you came to be entertained, because some people come to leadership events to be entertained. So, let me give you some reality. Let me give you some real. I'm a very real person. Let me give you some real. I'm not here to entertain you. You didn't pay enough to get in to be entertained. You know what I mean? That ticket should have been $100, right? You want to get entertained. I'm not here to entertain, but you may be entertained in the learning process. But that's a side note. That's extra. Because every now and then people will come and they will sit back and judge. Ah, he was all right compared to the last year. You know, it's amazing. I've sat in a crowd at events and I hear senior associates talking about how the platinum could get better. You know, if he only worked on those ums. Easy to say sitting from your seat. 10 rows back. We got to think about why we're here in the first place. My job is to give you what I recognize is my perception of success strategies. My job is to be honest and tell you the lessons I've learned through maybe tears, maybe sweat, maybe a little blood. And I promise to give you success. I promise to give you thoughtful sincerity. Jim Rohn says it best, never mistake sincerity as truth. Because it is possible for somebody to be sincerely wrong. We call it strong and wrong. Just because somebody is passionate doesn't make them right. And we're talking about lifestyle. Because I've been to Super Saturdays and I remember conference calls, Super Saturdays, business presentations, Q&As, just meetings after the meeting, where I went to that and I got a nugget that I took and I fed my family with. So when I'm asked to share, it's that serious to me. Somebody in the room may take this and put a meal on the table. And that's a big deal. So I don't want you to think I take this lightly, because I don't. And I don't take it lightly because I respect you. So when you respect somebody, you speak to them with honesty. And you get into a room. because your bills won't show up on pink perfume paper with butterflies and glitter. It's going to show up cold. You owe, pay me today. No emotion and no fluff. So your solution should come the same way. Is that okay? And I respect the maturity of the adults in the room to be able to handle a mature conversation. Is that fair?
Yeah.
It's nothing like going to see a speaker and the speaker spends so much time fluffing it up and never get the meat. Have you ever gone to a restaurant and you order like some sweet and sour chicken or something? And there's so much breading? It's like, no meat. Where's the meat? There's nothing in this thing. Give me the meat. I don't want bread. You don't want bread. You need meat. Even if it hurts, you want it. You want the truth. How many of you can handle it? Tough truth. How many of you are right? Snatch the band-aid off. I get over it. I may cry a little. I may be mad at you for a week. But I get over it, but I'll be glad I got it that way. So I expect that to be the case. So that's the role. What I expect from you is that, to be able to handle that. I do expect you to laugh at random corny jokes. It's going to happen. I'm going to look to you. Not because it was funny, but because it feeds my self-esteem and allows me to stand here for an hour and a half and talk. If you don't laugh at anything, I start to feel bad about me. And, then I got to go read a book and watch, cartoons to feel better. Okay? So that'd be great. I'm going to be transparent. I'm going to share with you the achievements. I'm going to share with you the flaws. But I'm also going to share with you the stuff I'm still working on. Because I don't feel bad about the stuff I'm still working on, because I haven't met the perfect person yet. So lesson number one, quit feeling bad about not being perfect. Perfection is the enemy of progress. Oh, that's good. You can use it. I took it from, somebody. It was NPR, I heard that. Perfection is the enemy of progress. What do I mean by that? When you got to be perfect, you never actually do it. Because you're making it perfect. But guess what? You'll always find something wrong with whatever it is. So you never do it. You never unleash it. You're trying to get perfect before you go and talk to a group. You can't get perfect if you don't do it. You got to go mess it up. You have to be okay with being bad until you get good. And that is tough. How many of you don't know how to be bad? You don't know how to be bad at stuff. I'm not saying you're not bad at stuff. I'm saying you don't know how to be bad at stuff. Because when you're bad at it, you stop and do something else. And you say stuff like, well, it's just not me. That's not my thing. They come naturally. Nothing comes naturally. Potty training wasn't natural. There's nothing natural about that at all. We're animals, man. But guess what? It was worth figuring out. Right? We need to be more than just what's natural. We need to be able to work through it and build talent and skill and get good at something we were terrible at. That's the story that we want. Right? So let me ask you all a couple questions. And I got a few notes, but I'm eager to the conversation that we're going to have. And when you think about it, randomly smile at me too. Because you may not realize this, but your thoughtful faces look really similar to your angry face. And look, I'm not saying that you're angry. I'm just saying, from here, this is awesome. Oh, that's your base face. We trained on base face last time I was here. Someone's got angry base faces. This may be all over the place. Can y'all keep up? Is that okay? Are you good so far? If you don't enjoy it, I promise I'm going to. Okay. I'm going to ask you a couple questions. And we're not going to go too deep into the society part of it, but it is important that we touch on. I want to know what you're challenged with in different areas. What are some of the challenges of our society today? Lack of trust.
Distraction.
Distraction. We're talking about the bigger picture, the macro. What are some societal challenges that irk you, right? And these are personal problems. I want you to say what bothers you in our society today. Not what bothers other people or whatever. What bothers you in society today? Work ethic.
Lack of equality.
Lack of equality.
Priority.
Lack of follow-through. Enablement.
Misguided perceptions.
Division.
Entitlement.
Time management.
Dishonesty.
Anger. Unabashed anger. That's for me. That's a challenge.
Human trafficking.
Human trafficking. Absolutely. Impatience. Impatience. Okay. Lack of integrity. Absolutely.
Moral equivalence.
Thank you very much. Absolutely. The politics. Absolutely. The demeaning of intelligence bothers me. The demeaning of actual thoughtfulness that bothers me.
Lack of education.
Lack of education. Social media. I just not found up. News media, in general, whether it's liberal, right, left, but just the news, I think that is taking a turn.
Being politically correct.
Being politically correct, okay? Or the demeaning, even the demeaning of on the other side of it.
Ignorance.
Now let's move on. What are some challenges? What are some things that you're challenged with when it comes to leadership, our company? And I want to know your personal, and this is very important, that your answer isn't something that you want other people to hear, but it's something that you do struggle with yourself. So I'm going to invite your honesty and genuineness with this. In leadership, politics.
Fear of rejection.
We're going to take that. That's going to be a personal fear. What's the challenge that you have from a corporate standpoint? This is an honest conversation. Oh, I know, you're not used to this. This is an honest conversation. I'm interested.
Prioritizing
from a company standpoint.
Fear of success.
Fear of success. Personal. Maybe the company has fear. I'm not sure. Think about it. From a corporate standpoint, you're like,
quality
of customer service. Being on hold. That's personal. We're going to get to that.
Changes.
Constant changes. Right? So you get used to one thing, you got some changes.
Website.
New technology. Unresponsive.
Getting new associates started right.
Accountability. Okay? That's some good stuff. You laid out some good stuff. This is honest conversation. We're business partners, right? We got to be able to talk about this stuff. Is that fair? Attorney concerns. Absolutely. One of my challenges that I have is the division of divisions. B2B, networking, and acting like that they don't work together, like that bothers me.
Confusion of information.
Confusion of information. Absolutely. Sometimes you get different information, right?
Reputation,
right? You know, we run into it. Have you ever ran into that? Oh, you were them. I know all about that. Right? You gotta work through it. Market. What are some challenges that you find for you in your marketplace?
I already have something like that.
Already got something like that at work. Okay. Scam and a pyramid scheme. Another pill to take.
I already have the benefit. Got something good going on. That's what they usually say. Got something good going on.
They already have something good going on? Okay.
Not another MLM.
Not another MLM? Suspicion.
Can't afford it?
Can't afford it. Don't see the need? Young folks, never experienced it. Why would I need it? Heart's wrapping not around it. Okay.
One big one I have, because I've got a lot of military background, is the military gives them false information, gives the members false information, telling them that they're going to be covered no matter what with the military.
Right. People think that they're covered even when they're not, especially in the military. Too good to be true. Talk about that. And lastly,
serious family problems.
Serious family problems, family challenges, things like that. Often when we speak of market, what I also tend to get, locations of events, too far, things like that. Professionalism, right? When we think about our immediate Utah marketplace, right? Professionalism. Energy or attitude at events, things of that nature. Warmth or lack thereof, professionalism or lack thereof. That's stuff that tends to come up when we talk about market challenges. I'm a firm believer. You can't address things if you don't talk about it, if you're afraid to talk about it. And I can't think of a topic I'm scared to talk about. Right? But we also got to identify what's within our realm of control. And that's the thing. Now let's move to the micro. So we went from the macro, we started societal, these are challenges, these are issues. We went to the company itself, we went to the market. What's last? What are some challenges you have with yourself? Procrastination.
Lack of confidence.
Follow-up, lack of confidence. Priority. It's funny you said lack of confidence, but you didn't raise your hand and yell when somebody else was talking. You're like, lack of confidence. I don't have any confidence. This seemed very confident. That was great. You're awesome. Come on now. Don't get shy when we talk about you yet. Everything you say about society. We talk about you now. What you working through, baby?
Distraction.
Ditto.
Perfectionist.
Going through the warm market without enough success is making you feel some kind of way. Fear. Professions, huh? Professions, what do you mean? Work in a nightclub. Right, yeah. I can see that. Okay, good deal. Is it going to be steady? The fear factor, right? Right, is it going to be there? Is it going to be steady? Will it actually work? Absolutely.
Closing.
Judgment. Judgments by other people?
Both.
Oh.
Leadership.
Support.
Going to work with.
Local and at home, right? Going back to marketing, going back to personal. Not knowing the right thing to say for that first approach.
Yeah.
Throwing up on people.
No.
Since high school, bad deal. Bad. Saying too much. Because when we say throwing up, that's... There you go, huh?
Getting
yourself out of the way. So we hit a few topics here, right? We got some things to work through. My goal today is to fix all the problems in your world. That'd be pretty awesome if I could pull that off. I could pull that off, that'd be pretty awesome, right? That'd be pretty awesome. One of the first few steps that we have to we have to take is acknowledgement. I'm a full believer in acknowledgement. But once we acknowledge, then we realize we don't fix the problems in the world, we fix the problems in our world. And that's the thing. The societal stuff that we share, it is hard to build a business if you're angry about the society you're in. It's hard to build a social business, a business that's based off of people, if half of what you hear is telling you how half the people are idiots. How half the people, we don't know how to disagree publicly, like in society anymore. Because if you don't agree with me, you must be an idiot. You must be a fool. I lost all respect for you. So that means you can only build a team with people that agree with you on all this stuff. And you would just minimize the size that our team could be. Because what's the chances of you, how many of you would love to have a darn ourself on your team? That'd be great. A Brian Carruthers. That'd be great. A Larry Smith. Be awesome, right? We love having these individuals on our team. How many of you would agree that it's a chance that if you go down every social issue, you may end up on the opposite side of a debate at some point with them? It's a good chance we're not going to agree on everything. And guess what? I still want you on my team. I still want to work with you. I still want to build a business. Because even if we agree, doesn't mean you're less than. Does that make sense? The reason I even bring up the societal aspect is because of the times that we're in. And my job is to warn you of things that can take your eyes off the prize. And it's a lot of aggression out here right now in different directions. Regardless how you feel about anything, what you put in is what you put out. And these days, information isn't the problem. Actually, we're overloaded with information. We're totally overloaded with information that has nothing to do with us. I find myself getting mad about celebrities and their life decisions. Why would Kanye even say that? Oh my God. Kanye doesn't know I'm alive. Taylor Swift has no idea who I am. These individuals, but we've made reality shows. Between reality shows and social media, we've made things news that's not news. And we've done it so much that the news isn't even news anymore. It's entertainment. The worst thing you can do, especially in a political year, is watch the news. Because you will get dragged into fights that aren't yours. When you should be fighting for what you can control, which is how many of these memberships you're going to put in. Which is if you're going to be Performance Club this month or not. And it's not a person running for office that cares. If you Performance Club this month, there's nothing they're going to do immediately that's going to affect this month's income. Is that fair? I'm not saying don't be informed. But what I am saying is that we're overinformed. And the information overwhelmingly is bad information that changes next week. And now you're inundated with distraction. It's the equivalent of just watching soap operas all day, everywhere. How do we avoid distraction? I believe that is the key to success. It's not, can we get information? Information is available. It's how we filter through it and know what information is worth holding on to. I have to, and this is something I challenge you, I have to force myself to read books because I'm reading so many posts. I read a lot of tweets. I don't read as many books as I used to. Which is the information that I may need. So now the societal posts are getting in the way of me reading the books that help me personally. And I'm wondering why I'm not becoming better. A better speaker. A better communicator. With all groups. A better presenter. Why am I pessimistic about the world? Why is it hard for me to hold on to hope and faith? And when you have your own business, especially when you're starting out, you cannot exist without hope. Belief is the foundation of everything. But if we believe that the sky is falling, if we're Chicken Little, no way will we do what's necessary to get the things we want here. Just won't. So I worry for my people. Because I worry for myself. I have to check myself constantly on the information that I'm taking in. It is personal underdevelopment. It is causing, did you know you could regress? Just because you get good at something don't mean you can't roll backwards. And if we're not careful, we are. We good. Okay, I know I started off real deep. But I do want us to save ourselves, if possible. I believe we can create our own utopia. My world is beautiful. I live in an amazing world with amazing people. Every area has its stereotypes and its prejudgments. I came to Utah last year and I went skiing. I told people I was going skiing. They was like, why would you do that? Because I want to do it. Why wouldn't I? When I went skydiving, why would you do that? Because I want to do it. Why wouldn't I? I tell people I'm going to one of my favorite places. Where? Utah. Really? Your experience in Utah is different than my experience in Utah because I command what I get from the world. I run my world. You should try running yours. You attract what you put into the universe. And you think everybody's out to get you, you will see the people out to get you. You think everybody's trying to stop you and steal from you and rob you? That's all you will get from the world. If that's what you walk into and looking for. It's so much information out here, we will always drift towards the thing that validates our current beliefs. So we all can give multiple. How many of you have ever been in a relationship? If you haven't, try it. Right? You're going to get some ups and downs, but, you know, it's going to work. If you've ever been in a relationship, how many of you have ever been in an argument in a relationship? Everybody's ever been in a relationship. You're in an argument in a relationship, and you're talking about this one situation. And they see that situation totally different than you see that situation. And they have things to back up why they feel their way. And you have things to back up why you feel your way. But it's the same exact situation. Which one is right? Both of you. I am. That's your problem, Sheena. What's wrong with you? Both. They're both right. Because they both extract the thing that justifies their current belief. And what they want to feel. How many of you ever had a bad day until you decided you wasn't having a bad day no more? I'm tired of having bad days. I don't have a good day. And then stuff still happened, but you gave it no spirit, no energy, and your day stayed good. Because you decided it was going to be good from that point forward. We decide what we extract from the world. So even when the opposite occurs, it doesn't get any of our energy, so it doesn't stay. Does that make sense? No, maybe a little too crystal ball-y. Look, press it to Sedona, Arizona for me. I did it. Let me ask you all a question. And I want you to write this down. I want you to write it down. Write down not your purpose or why you leave this shit, but in life. What do you want to make sure you accomplish when it's all said and done? When it's all said and done, what do you want to make sure is done? The day after, what do you want people to be able to say about you? This got done. For me, laying the foundation for my children to be further than I was. Just breaking a lot of those curses. But write it down. Write it down. That life thing. Got it? Once you write down that life thing, I want you to write down the names of the people that's connected to that. I'm gonna get to writing. I'm gonna tell you how you did that. Write down the names of the people attached to that thing that you need to make happen before it's all over. And it may be something you've already accomplished, maybe something that you're working on, maybe something that's in your mind, but you're not as far as you want to be on. But you want to make sure that you get it before it's over. For me, as you have heard, mine is my children. Thoughts on that. Legacy creation. For me, there is nothing more important. Nothing. That'll last beyond me. It'll go further than me. Generations and hopefully hundreds of years later. Great, 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 great granddaddy HB. Did so-and-so, and we've been on this path ever since. Eternity. Not just the breaking of one cycle, but the beginning of a different kind of cycle. Cycle of success. Positive thought. Universe creation. What I want you to write under that list is no one else matters. It's heavy. I'm going to explain it. Of course, you know I'm not being cruel or saying other people aren't important. You shouldn't love other people. You should. I believe in having big circles. I love so many people in my life. I'm very close to my siblings. Very close to, I have a lot of people I really, really love and care about. But at the end of the day, who will I be willing to sacrifice that list for? How many of you agree with me when you say nobody? That list that I write, I'm not sacrificing them for anybody. Now, I want them to be along with the journey. And 9 times out of 10, I can have, you know, many other people along with my list. But if they move counter to it, I may have to let it go. And I may cry. And I may hurt. But I will. You don't believe me? I got some family members that are telling me. We'll let them go. Every person, life is the natural pull towards the constant negative. Life is the constant pull towards the natural negative. Life is the constant pull against the natural negative. What do I mean by that? Life is gravity, man. Just to stand up, I'm fighting a force of nature. Gravity wants to pull me to the ground. Just to wake up and sit up in the morning, I'm fighting a force of nature. If you don't believe me, talk to somebody that couldn't get up this morning. Sometimes we take that for granted. The standing up process. Everybody can't pull it off anymore. So when I recognize that that's the case, that I not only need to get healthy, I have to work to stay healthy. Or else the natural pull towards the negative, disease, sickness, it will overtake me. Life is a moving walkway, and you're walking against it. Have you ever done that? So when you're walking against a moving walkway, what happens if you stand still? You're moving backwards. What happens if you walk? You stand still. To gain ground, you have to run. You have to run. If you don't do anything, the bills will pile up. Agree? They'll pile up. They'll catch up. That's the pull. Because life takes resources, and our job is to create more resources than we use. To create more resources than we use. Or else we leave it to somebody else to make up for the resources that we took. We heard entitlement, we heard some different things. That's all I heard. Those rules apply towards your legal shield business as well. Legal shield doesn't work if you get the system down. And your life is tore up. You can do this. The system is easy. How many of y'all know what the system is? What's some parts of the system? Tools, events, three-way calls.
Exposure.
Right?
Ten core.
Make a list. List is there. Live events. Close. I would argue the system, make a list, peak interest, show a tool, edify, three-way call, invite, live event, close, or follow up. That's the system. What if you were able, if that's all it took, you would write that down and leave. Why are we here? You didn't have to fly me up for that. I would call them. But it doesn't work that simply because it's not just what you do, it's how you do it and the mind frame you do it in. Growing up in Chicago, it was a tough neighborhood. One of the things I learned early on, that was confirmed later in life, one of the best ways to lose a fight is not finding out too late that you're in one. It's nothing like finding out a couple swings too late during a fight. It's kind of hard to make up from that. Right? The biggest guy in the world could get knocked out by the smallest guy in the world with a good punch. You have to know that you're in a fight. If you deal with your business casually, you'll become a casual. You look up and you say, why is this happening? Why have I not hit my goal? Maybe because we didn't take the fight seriously enough. And then we look up and that purpose that we wrote down, we ended up not getting it. Never touching it. Not making it a reality. And now we feel like it's too late. And I would hate for anybody to feel that way. Are y'all with me so far? Is this an okay conversation to have?
Yes.
Because I want you to leave moved. I want you to leave thinking. I want you to leave ready to grind this thing out. And this foundation conversation is important. I think it's important because it's what the conversation I have to say with myself. Sometimes I watch certain TV shows, listen to certain music, watch certain news, or follow certain politics, and I gotta stop. I find myself angry throughout the day. I find myself judgmental just that fast. I don't know what that person's situation is, but it resembles a scenario that I read about that probably didn't even happen. Half the news stuff, they're lying. It never even happened. Because it's easier to control people if they're grouped up. So if I can get you to categorize yourself, and if I can make you afraid at the same time, I just gotta pull the leash. So, y'all go. Y'all invite me back? You got security on the way out. Good. I'm just kidding. You guys are good. So, let's talk about some of the things that we talked about personally. Well, let's talk about what we can control. How about that? Because I think we spend too much energy on things we can't control. Things you can't control, have an opinion? Absolutely. You deserve to be opinionated. You're a citizen. You need to know. Have an opinion about different things. I believe in that. I totally believe in it. But if you are spending all your energy studying and researching for something that doesn't pay you, that's energy you can be using elsewhere. You must already make six figures 20 hours a week to have that kind of time to research whether somebody could run for president because they was born in Canada or not. Let other people do that. Leave that. Leave delegated. They'll do it. They'll do it. They'll change it. Why pay attention to the polls? They don't even pan out. They don't pan out anyway. It just fuels us. So, what can we control? We can control how we interact with other people as far as societal issues and things like that. What we tolerate in our environment, for sure. Absolutely. How we educate, absolutely. You can control that. That doesn't mean, that doesn't mandate a ton of time and attention. Let's talk about our corporate office. Can you make corporate pick up the phone faster? You can't make it. Guess what? If you call me and tell me that corporate didn't pick up the phone, guess what I can do about it? I can't do nothing either. You call me and tell me that the website is down, and you know what I'm going to do? Why, for real? Man, that sucks. Okay, so what are we going to do? I mean, there's nothing I can do. Don't spend energy being mad at things you can't control. If somebody cuts you off and then they're rude on the highway, you're not in the car. There's nothing you can do about the person that just said despicable things about you on the side of the road. You can't control them. There's nothing you can do about that. The only thing you can control is your attitude, and if you let it mess your day up. Now, if you go home and you're short and rude to your spouse,
I get the treat of a front row seat with many of you to access some powerful training.
Exactly.
Great leaders.
Now, if you let something like being interrupted by Patrick Hodges affect your training, that's on you. That's how you handle it. That's how you deal with it. Right? I know my leaders. But that actually was perfect timing. Because we're talking about what you allow to affect you. I've seen people get rattled. Next thing you know, they leave a marker. Oh, man, I'm so unprepared. Man, I was fucking. They had this come on. They didn't forget all the greatness that happened. Because what are we focusing on? So we can't control corporate. People ask me, what do you think about that change? I'd be like, is it done? So it's corporate already is done. Oh, I love it. I love everything corporate does. Everything. Every decision they come out with, I love it. You know why? It doesn't help not to love it. Not loving it, don't change it. Because guess what? It's not my fight. You know whose fight that is? That's my Platinum World member's fight. Darnell Self will argue that for me. I don't need to worry about it. He know. Larry Smith will argue that if they don't think something's right at court. That's their role. That's not my role. My role is to keep all of us focused away from the distractions. Because guess what I dislike more? Paying my bills late. Which fight are you going to take? I need to pay my bills on time. Tuition comes every month. And this kid decided to go to college 8 years early. Who's ready for that bit? Gotta make it happen. But that means we gotta stay focused and positive and moving forward. Because anything that we hold on to issue-wise, we're the person that's the gateway to our $1 million look just like somebody that was just getting dogged out in the media. And we can't emotionally get past it, and we miss our six figures. Not even because of something that was in us consciously, but unconsciously. Does that make sense? So corporate, we can't really control a whole lot of that. You know, yada, yada. Hey, just want to let you know. Did you know? Okay, you knew? Okay, great. That's how I talk to Mr. Self. Hey, did you know that, yeah, you knew that? Okay, cool. I'm out of it. You knew? Moving forward. Because you may not know, but I can't fight that fight. That's not my fight. The market. Now we're getting a little closer to home. You can fight some of your market. When I got started, I've been in briefings that were absolutely unprofessional. Absolutely unprofessional. Ridiculous. To that degree. And it made me uncomfortable. But I didn't stop going to the briefing. I became a leader in the briefing. And I began to communicate slight changes. Because who cares about your opinion if nobody hears it? Because of how you share it. Communication is the responsibility of the communicator. So you can be as passionate as you want, but if you offended me in your first two sentences, I don't hear you anymore. And guess what? At the end of the day, nothing changed. So how you feel? But you're heard. I just had to say it. I said it. Oh, well, that's selfish. How about say it in a way that may actually make things change? Because you connect. But that means you have to assume that the people doing the thing you don't agree with are good people with a different perspective. And I think that's where we're losing. I think we tend to see people, even in a market, in a close environment that we disagree with, not as good people with a different perspective, but they're stupid. Because that's easy to just blame them for being stupid. Versus say, there's more than one right. Or, I don't agree with that particular part. But they're good people. Like, I'm the type of person that's totally against calling somebody saying you're not American. It may not be your kind of American, but I'm an American. That's not something you don't say, you're not a man. You're not a woman. I may not fit your narrow definition, but you don't get to take that away from me either. Does that make sense? You're not a leader. Yeah, they're a leader. They just may lead in a way that you don't agree with, but they're still a leader. And when you talk to them, you may find out why. There may be some reason behind it. Y'all may be able to come to a place. Because I've also been to briefings that was, they were so worried about being professional, it was the most boring thing I've ever experienced in my life. It was the opera without the talent. It was, I mean, God, it was terrible. But we're professional. The whole briefing, nobody laughing. When it's over, golf claps. There's no energy there. There's no spirit. So I believe there's a middle ground to be reached. I believe some people do legal shield because they're tired of stuffy corporate. They want some energy. They want to be able to enjoy themselves. But I also believe it's a place where you can learn how to be socially professional. Be socially professional. So there's a middle ground there that we all can reach. But if you want things to change in your house, you don't leave your house. You become a voice in your house. You know who leaves the house? The ornery teenager. They go to their friend's house and complain about mom, complain about dad. Oh my God, I hate it over there. Oh my God. It was awesome. We stayed all night long. And then as you get older, you find out the reason it was able, they didn't have a curfew is because mom was distracted. Because mom wasn't the mom that you actually want, that mom. Your parents was doing the right thing. And what you thought you wanted, you didn't want. We don't leave the brief. We make it better. We contribute. We have half the room as our guests. So now our voice has a little more weight when we want to share a new idea for the marketplace. Son, deny it. Be so successful that people can't deny it. They can't deny your opinion and your voice. I don't expect Jeff Bell to listen to everything I got to say. My opinion doesn't hold the same weight as Mr. Hoffman. It's not supposed to. It's not supposed to. I haven't earned it. Just for the sake of being alive isn't enough. I have to earn that level of ear, that level of accommodation. If I don't earn it, then I just totally ignore everything John Hoffman had to do to get to the point to earn it. Mr. Shaw did to earn it. So I honor that. And I honor the difference. Does that make any sense? So what are we willing to do to make things better? From a marketplace perspective. Sure. People have represented prepaid legal to legal shield. Some have been unprofessional. So when by the time you show up, I know about you. I know about that. I run into that too. And you know what I do? I say, I know, right? Man, I'm so glad. Look, I don't know what your experience was, but the beautiful thing about Legal Shield is how much better we got. Did you know we got bought out for $656 million? They polished everything about the company. Got rid of a third of the sales force to tighten it up. Yeah. So whoever you had that bad experience with, they may not even be in the company. Enough. We have the nerve to not be perfect immediately. We have the nerve to not be perfect. But you know what's awesome? Is that you get to see us before we're perfect. Because by the time we're perfect, the only thing we'll let you do is purchase. We won't let you make a fortune. That time will be passed. By the time everything is polished, the fortunes will be made. We'll be on the beach. I won't be here to talk to you. So let me show you the changes. It's all about your response to the thing. Does that make sense? How many of you have a favorite sports team? What's your sports team? Raiders, Jazz, right? I don't even watch sports. All right, this is where I tend to lose most of my friends. I don't even watch sports. I don't care. I'm a Chicago fan. I'm from Chicago. Some Bears, Bulls. In Chicago, you got to choose your baseball team. You can't say both. I'm a Cubby. All right? I'm a Cubby, right? Blackhawks, all that good stuff. right? Arizona, ASU, that's where I went to school. Can't stand U of A. They did nothing to me. They did nothing wrong. I'm sure it's a great institution. But they have the nerve to be the opposite of my institution. So, boom, I don't like them. I'm a Chicago guy. That's how we do things, yeah? You pick a team and you ride with your squad, right? How many of us have met somebody that didn't like our team? You meet somebody that didn't like your team, they said how much they didn't like your team. How many of you like your team a little bit less because of what they said? Not at all. When they didn't like your team, it reinforced it. You pushed up against it. Are you crazy? I don't even know. I couldn't name anybody playing for the Bears. Right now. You say you hate the Bears. Are you crazy? How they do last year? I don't know. But they're the Bears. They're awesome. They're incredible. I'm going to push up against it because I'm loyal to my team. A lot of us joined Legal Shield, but we haven't accepted Legal Shield as our team. This is your team. Have the same passion for this that you got. Once you make the decision, you're in. I say it all. I guess I said it on the. Did I say it on the video? I say it all the time, right? It's like getting engaged and then somebody say, you acting questionable about the person you got engaged to. That's not the time to wonder. You should have had to wonder out of your system before that part. Right? You should be pretty solid. What are you talking about? Awesome. Incredible. Couldn't find a better human being on this planet. That's not when you backtrack. Don't backtrack on your leadership business no matter what people got to say. You know why? Because whatever they're doing ain't perfect either. And we're closer to it than whatever they got going on. We're way closer. Now let's really talk about what you can truly control. Because you can't really control society, am I right? You can control your environment, your circle, your world, right? You can control your perspective. But society's going to be society. You can't really control corporate. It's kind of outside of our pay. You know, we toss some ideas out there here and there, but we adjust and we work it out. The market, you can control more of the market. But you got to position yourself to control the market. Because there's nothing like somebody that never shows up that tells me how to run the market. Oh my God. They call me, can we sit down and talk? Yeah, after the break. I don't meet physically with anybody that don't come to a meeting. I do not do PBRs for anybody that don't come to briefings. So let me get, why don't you have the briefing? Oh man, you know I got the kids? Yeah, I got kids too. So you love your kids more than I love my kids? That's what it sounds like you're saying. Because you want me to take time out of my schedule and out of my life when you don't make time, you never come out. So I should just custom fit and just show up at your door? Nah, nah. Doesn't work like that. You know what you all should do? Don't you live here? What do you mean you all? You mean we? Us? Can you imagine your teenage son? Come on, hey, hey, hey. You know what y'all should do about these bitches. Wow. You know what I mean? That's when you start doing wrestling moves. Bless this kid. Right? Don't believe in abuse all the time. So... got to communicate, you know? Right? So, we can give more to the market. We can do that. But we got to be a participant in the market. We got to be invested in the market. We don't get to stand on the outside and then say, you should. We don't get to do that. It's nothing like somebody sitting at home, gut out, watching the boxing match, like, you should duck. If you would have ducked, you would have been all right. You can't even barely touch your toes. What are you talking about? These guys are great shape. You are. Mike Tyson said, it was the best quote ever. Mike Tyson said, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. It's easy to stand on the outside and say how you should run the market. It's easy to stand on the outside and say, this should get better. Y'all should try to, what kind of projector are you working with? What's that sound system like? Why are you letting people do this and people do that? Because you haven't volunteered to help us do better. That's why. So we got to contribute and participate if we want our voice to matter. Our voice doesn't matter just because we're alive. That's not how it works. The world is overpopulated as it is. We'll never get anything done. But then we get to us. Ooh. That's where the real power comes in. Would you all agree? You can control you. You can work on you. And now that we're talking about you, we're going to discuss some thorough topics. Ready? What aspect of working on you? We have the business. I like to say leadership is a family business. Because there's a family side of things and there's a business side of things. And everybody tends to lean more towards one or the other. The family side of things tends to be a little more qualitative. We're relationship building. We hug all the time. Right? We're good with people. We're good with the relationships. We're good with great with that stuff. A lot of people that's really focused on the family side of things, they tend to be good presenters and trainers. Right? And when you think about the fish, how many of you know what the fish are? There's four fish that people tend to be broken up into, and that's your motivations. For example, a shark is motivated by what do you think? Money. Motivated by money. A whale is motivated by helping people. A urchin is motivated by the facts and the figures. And then my favorite, my fish category, the dolphin, what do you think we're motivated by? Having a good time. I can go through hell if I know that there's a carousel on the other side. I can go through the worst of the worst if I know it's a party waiting after birthdays with open bar. You know what I mean? Have a good time. Let's I won't last member. This will be great. Come on. You'll be alright. Let's go. Right? So when it comes to the family side of the business, people that tend to lean towards the family side of things tend to be our whales and our dolphins. Our whales and our dolphins. They care a lot about people. How many of you think you're falling into the family side of the category? I mean, just care immensely about people. Beautiful thing about it is they build great relationships. They're usually appreciated. They tend to speak up. They tend to contribute. They're good, oftentimes good communicators. Sometimes funny things like that. Very giving, very loving, that whole thing. That's great. It makes people want to be around them. The challenge is, if you're too just in that direction, you don't tend to do the consistent activity to actually earn money. So you're here and happy, but you ain't got no deposits. That could be a problem. You're here and you're happy, but you're really bad with time management. You're not organized. Those people tend to lack on the organization. You meet a lot of people and get phone numbers, but you lose the phone numbers. Can't even follow up. Right? So it happens. It happens. And then you have the business side. And some people are really, really good at the business side of leadership. I mean, they're organized. They're structured. They're on point. They're timely. Right? Which is great stuff. And their own personal activity, they're on it. They can tell you how many exposures they need to do within a time frame of this, this, and this to get this, this, and this as a result. They tend to be performance club qualified. They tend to know exactly what they need to do to make $500 a month consistent. I mean, and they need the information, or they don't do anything because they're still studying. They are, paralysis by analysis. Okay? So they lean over there. The challenge with this group, even though they got the numbers, they got the plan is perfection. They're not the greatest at talking to people. They could come off curt, a little cold, a little mean. They like to describe it as direct. They like to say things like, well, I'm just being honest. they can't take honesty. No, you're being mean. You're being mean. You'll be honest and not cruel. There's ways to be honest, right? They fall into that direction a little bit. They could get people started, but they struggle to keep people around. So they can't keep a team for any length of time. Because team starts to feel as though all that person cares about are their numbers. And people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Those are my sharks. Those are my urchins. Tend to struggle a little bit. So the trick is to be able to find that balance and know where you fall. How many of you know you fall into the business side of the game? You lean over in that direction a little bit. Now, about half of the room didn't raise their hand for either one. I understand you're still dealing with this diagnosis I gave you. I get it. You work through it. It could be emotional. So I know I fall more into the family side of things. Love to present, but I was annoyed when I had earned the right to present. Good presenter, but if I don't have the numbers, I shouldn't be in front of the room. How good I am. Because it has to translate. It has to be a depth of knowledge, not just surface entertainment. And depth of knowledge only comes with the activity and the results that come with. So that was a reality I had to accept. Nobody was being unfair to me. I wasn't living to my full potential. I wasn't complete. So I had to work on those numbers. And it's stuff, the organization I still struggle with. It's not my thing. I still gotta remember to keep my receipts and make sure I log in my contact names. Because I'm great meeting. I'm great following up when I remember. So I struggle with the same thing. My number one income earner on my team, Tanisha Morgan, some of you may have heard of her, she's a shark, a complete shark. She's like, I like to help people. Okay, you're a killer whale, whatever. I hear you, you like to make money. That's how you just talk bonuses, you got her attention. But it's challenging for sometimes the sharks, my business people, to be empathetic through challenges. They see it all as lazy. And it's hard for my family people to accept that somebody is just pulling your leg and leading you on, and they're never coming. So we try to drag everybody with us when we get emotional when they don't do what they said that they would do. So we got to find our balance. And you got to know what it is you need to work on, because what you're working on may be different than what he's working on. This is a custom fit situation. That's why I'm giving such an array of information. Because if I said, just do this, do that, that's not true. Because there's different ways to play. There's different ways to the ring. And me telling you what works for me may not work for your personality. I get it. And that's okay. But I know there are some fundamental things that we do have to master in our business. Is that fair enough? So let's talk a little bit about business management. Couple of things. No, let's go with fundamentals first, because they're fundamentals. Use all of your tools. Too often, we don't use all the resources that are made available to us. What are some of the tools and resources that we have? We have DVDs, we have videos, apps, three-way calls, upline leadership, flipbooks, brochures, briefings, Super Saturdays, What's a flip? Really? Oh, a flipbook is a book with the presentation, and it's just there, and you just kind of turn it, and it has all the slides from the presentation. Didn't even know that that existed. There you go. You're welcome. Tip jar in the back. Right? Hey. Cheaper. It's not about, credit here, okay? He said that. So these tools are necessary. Imagining trying to build a home, but you're like, I'm going to do it, but I don't need the screwdriver, hammer, and you just start taking tools out. And you're like, I can figure it out with these three things. And you probably could, but it'd probably be a whole lot harder. It'd probably take you a whole lot longer. You can get the screw turned in with a butter knife. You can do it. You can do it. You can pull it off. But isn't it so much easier with a screwdriver? It's easier. You don't have bent knives in your kitchen. Because that wasn't their purpose. So I encourage you all to use your tools. So many of us, we pick and choose and talk about what we don't like. You know what else are the tools? B2B, small business, group. How dare you leave money on the table? Let me address that. I am a leadership associate. Often I get asked, are you a networker? Are you a B2B? I'm a leadership associate. How does leadership pay? Do they pay me for doing it? I do it. If they pay it, I do it. I am here to make those two commitments a reality. Give everybody access and to make millions. I have no weird, just committed loyalty to the industry of network marketing. I actually don't like network marketing. What I mean by that, let me clarify, because I'm a team builder. What I mean by that is the majority of network marketing companies, I don't like them. I don't like what they do, and I don't like how they do it. I don't like the wolves that are a part of it. I don't like to see people get taken advantage of. And that tends to happen in that industry a lot. I don't like the bogus services or products they offer. I don't have, network marketing never said, hey, HB, thank you for your loyalty to the industry. We appreciate you so much. We want you to know we got your back. Network, the industry of network marketing never called. Never showed a loyalty to. Why would I turn down group money just so I could say I'm a purist? That is ridiculous. And guess what? How do I explain that to Ella? Yeah, baby, we could have got you in that school, but I had to be true. To be true to ML. And it was a group available, could have brought us an extra 50 grand this year. But I wasn't going to sell out. Network for life. Does it sound ridiculous? Because it is. I'm going to leave you to find a new way to offer this to aliens. I'm taking the class, so how do we get this to Martians? I'm all in. Is leadership doing it? How do I feel about it? I love it. If it's already a decision. These are all tools for us to utilize. Pick your battle. Don't fight the wrong fight. I see people, and I personally stunted my career by holding on to weird philosophies. Because I wanted it to show up a certain way that I had in my mind. Versus being open to making great things happen. However, does that make sense? And oftentimes those philosophies aren't even our own. They come from somebody else who is using us as cannon fodder for their fight. If anybody ever tells you not to work a certain area of the business, ask them, do they have team working in that area? And would they be willing to forfeit the overrides that come from that area? If they say no, ignore that instruction. Okay. So, I don't know if you get it, but I just said it was revolutionary. That was, it's like a big deal. Okay, I'm going to give you another chance to clap at that. That was awesome. Oh, stop it. That's crazy. Okay. Get better at everything. Write that down. Get better at everything. She's awesome. Get better at everything. What's included in everything? Everything. Get better. What are you working on? Everybody should be working on stuff. You know your weaknesses. You know what's challenging you. Personal development is just that personal. Right? Many of us, we just strengthen the stuff we're already amazingly good at because it feels good. I need to work on organization. That's what I'm working on. I'm working on that. Self-motivation. How many of you struggle with that? Right? I'm going to name stuff. Write down the stuff you struggle with. Effective communication. Organization. Procrastination. Discipline. Execution. Humility. Culture building. Leadership. Presentation skills. Clarity of thought. If you struggle, and when I say clarity of thought, many people struggle to just get the clear thought together and to feel confident in the way that they form concepts and ideas. There are strategies for this. Memory. Emotional management. For example, what am I working on currently? Emotional management, A number one. Emotion is the enemy of strategy. How often do we get it? If you tell, we talk about fear, we talk about all these different things, that's emotion. And it would throw you off your game. If you're going to make phone calls, and you're supposed to make a certain amount of phone calls, the only thing that stops you before you hit your goal is an emotion of some sort that wins. Fear, doubt, guilt, shame, sadness, depression. There you go. Right? Self-esteem, self-worth, all that flows into emotional management. You don't want to impose on somebody because you think your presence is opposing. Versus a contribution to their life. A gift. Right? So what do we do to... So what are you working on? Is the question. Get better at it all. Let your weakest link be as strong as what used to be your strongest link. Wouldn't that be awesome? Your weakest link is stronger than the average person's strongest link? You're winning. They're like, yeah, I'm not really good at this. They're like, man, you're great. I'm working on it. And guess what? Everything I listed, there's a book for. Everything I listed, there's a book for. How many books are you willing to read to make that purpose that you wrote down earlier come true? The names that you wrote on your piece of paper, how many books are they worth? It's a real question. Because when we're not willing to read the book, we're saying Quattro isn't worth it. To read The Thinker's Way. Amazing book on clarity of thought. The Thinker's Way. Get off. Listening. Some of us need to get better at listening. We're real good at explaining our opinions. But we can't hear no answers. Listening for Success, a great book. Procrastination, keep that for all. Great book. Leadership, Anything Johnson Maxwell. Three books. Emotional Management, Failing Forward, helps you with the fear factor. It's a good one. It's a lot of other ones. Meditation, it's nice. Connecting with your spiritual beliefs, whatever that may be, that's helpful. It's helpful. It really is. Right? Realizing you're part of something bigger than yourself. And even though you're part of that greatness, you're dwarfed by that greatness. It allows you to feel great and humble at the same time. It's a beautiful balance. But get good at everything. And the beautiful thing is, it will not just make you better in leadership. Shift. I got a phone call last week, my ex-wife and I, because Black Enterprise Magazine wanted to interview us, and they did, about raising gifted children. So that article will be out in about a week or so. That's a global publication. I wanted to know, man, what is it to raise a child, little children like this? You got a formula, man. What's going on? I'm like, time freedom? And these books? Being able to pay for these expensive programs? That's it. But it makes you better in all other areas of your life. This is get better stuff. And I want you to not see this is just me trying to get better at leadership. This is you becoming better as a human being. It's going to make you better in all areas. If you contribute to your community, your church, your mosque, your synagogue, your temple, whatever the case may be, if you, your fraternity, any nonprofits, your lodge, whatever you're a part of, this makes you better. This makes you better. So this isn't just legal shield homework. This is like, it makes you a better dad. Makes you a better mom. Makes you a better grandparent. Definitely makes you a better spouse. Don't look at the person sitting next to you. It just makes you better, a better brother. I'm so much more patient than I ever was. When I describe the man I used to be, people don't believe me. They don't believe the decisions I used to make, the lack of emotional control I had. I committed to get better. The self-deprecation. The way you treat yourself is an instruction manual to the rest of the world. Tell me, I think I said something deep. I paused for a long time. Let me do a check-in. I know this isn't your normal Super Saturday chunk. How are you doing? Is this helpful?
Yes.
Just checking in. I've learned not to assume that because people are being polite that they're agreeing with you. Everything is compounded. Everything is about compound. And what will make your business work is doing the good work over time. Write down consistency. No consistency, no success. You know what? Can I be honest? It sucks. Because that's one of the challenges. I said yesterday, leadership is the longest relationship I've ever been in, man. How many of you are also challenged with consistency? I'm so good at being inconsistent, I make it look like I'm still doing it. Oh, get his knee kicks in. And then I get inconsistent, then I stop. But it's like priming that well. You can't stop. But if you stop, it goes all the way back down. Then you got to start over. Imagine launching a rocket ship over and over and over. You only got so much fuel. By the fifth time you've had to start over, you're like, this isn't working. I've been doing it for 5 years. No. You didn't learn any lessons. You were inconsistent. You've been doing it 1 year, five times. You did it 1 year, five times, but you feel like you're telling the lie that you did it this year for 5 years. No, you didn't. No, you did not. You did not. You're lying. You're lying. You're lying. I told the lie too. How long ago was it when you joined your first gym? Can you remember around the time you started working out? It was probably not even gym. It was at school. When you start learning how to do a pull-up and you know, this and that. Let's say you were 12. And let's think about how old you are now. Do you have the body of a person who's been working out for 30 years? Probably not. Probably because you've been working out for 30 years off and on. They said mostly off. That's been off and on. You can't tell the lie that you've been working out for 25 years. Because you'll look like, you know, one of these superheroes, right? That's not true. It's been off and on. And every time you start over, you gotta say, yeah, I've been working out for 3 months. I've been working out for 2 days. I started back up 2 days ago. That's honest. That's honest. Same thing with your business. How long have you done 2 exposures a day? That's how long you've been in the business. When the last time, how long you been at the briefing every week? Every week. The time you missed, started over. It started over. I understood this concept merely because I'm a gamer. And I grew up in the golden age of video games. With Super Nintendo, with regular Nintendo, Sega, all that goodness, raised on Atari. All right? Pong is real. Don't ever disrespect it. Okay? And back in the day, now, if I may regress a little bit, I believe this is what's wrong with society. Follow me. Because when we played video games, we had 3 men. You may get 2 continues. But once those are over, we don't care how far you are in the game. You got to start all the way from the beginning. Now, these kids today, unlimited, man. They got nothing to lose, man. Just they keep their progress no matter what's going on. It's nothing like being right there at Dozer. You're right there. You get hit with a fireball. It was your last man. Your granny come in the room because she hear you screaming, no! Because you was on level 10, now you got to start all over and jump on a mushroom. It's tragic. It's terrible. It's hurtful. And pain builds character. So, I think that's what's wrong with society right now. We're giving away trophies, and we're giving away too many continues in video games. So, you're welcome to take that philosophy and move with it. You're telling me. Just go speak to the people. Fact of the matter is, it's the same thing when it comes to building our business. We got to keep starting over. You want to keep your progress. You lose your progress every time you stop. Every time you let fear win, you start over. Every time. And guess what? The day will come you're going to get tired of it. The day will come that you're going to blame the company. You're going to blame the market. You're going to blame leadership. You're going to blame your organization for your inconsistency. I know it. I did it. I still fight it. I got to fight through it. Now, am I saying you have to run at the same pace all the time? No. It's something I learned early on in the game. How many of you would like to be successful in leadership? How many of you like to be a millionaire? Green ring. Platinum. You know what I want to be in leadership? This is true. I want to be a legend. I'm going to tell you why. Because I used to go to the big events, and at the big events, they had legends, the legends panel. And the legends panel, they would sit there, and Miss Baker, I mean, just everybody, the panel and everybody, man, they were just legends. And they talked about the 80s in Legal Shield and what they went through. You think the reputation was weak? It was insane. All the stuff we're going through, it was a million times worse. No shoes, walking uphill in the snow back in the 80s. It was crazy. When Dave Cibula went and sold thousands of memberships in Ohio, sent the paperwork in, and they called him. They said, Dave, we're not in Ohio yet. How would you respond to that? You're like, ooh, I got it. Thousands, tens of thousands of dollars in deposits coming, and they call you and say, we're not there. We're not even there yet. Now that's the stuff they had. You talk about miscommunication? That's the stuff they had to go through. You understand? And when I saw these legends, but they were laughing, they're cracking jokes on each other, and they don't care anymore. They're legends, and they're totally inappropriate, and they're saying stuff they shouldn't say, and they're cursing. I mean, they don't care. They're rich, and they're just going back and forth. And I'm sitting there like, oh, that is awesome. That is awesome. I can't wait to be that far in the business where I say anything I want. You know what I mean? And they're just going, man, and they're going back and forth. And they're so rich. I mean, they just made money rich. And man, I think of Millie Baker every time. And she got so many jewels on. It looked like she stuck her hand in a pirate chest and just pulled it out. And Wilbur Smith used to talk about his toilet. I have never envied another man's toilet. And this thing did everything. It vibrated, it heated up, it played music. It did everything. It was insane. This toilet, I mean, I'm excited about this guy. Look, I want a toilet. This dude is amazing. And these legends, but they also talked about the stuff they had to go through. And they went through hell. They went through hell. At one point, leadership couldn't even pay advance commission anymore. Said, call, you get a call tomorrow and say, everybody's ass earned. Until we get this debt handled. That means where you got $100 for a membership, you get $8. How many of us, and they said, yeah, the whole company quit, man. It was crazy. Arlen had to sell Shirley's furniture. You hear the stories. And they survived it. And because they survived it, because they thrived through it, because it was bigger than that, because they had the vision, they would never, their grandchildren would never worry about money ever again. And I said, I want to earn the right to be a legend. But what I recognized at that moment, to be a legend, you have to go through something legendary. You don't become a legend, everything's smooth. You got to lose arm in battle. Right? Put a hook on it. Get back to the fight. You got to lose an eye or a patch. Keep rocking. We don't whine, we don't complain. We keep the grind. I want to be a legend. But that means I gotta be willing to handle this. I gotta learn to be consistent. I have to conquer my own issues, my own fears, and my own challenges. Does that make sense? Those are the fundamentals of the business. Know that it builds over time. And eventually, it will be beyond what your skill level is. And you'll make money for skills you don't have and people you don't know in areas you've never been to. You won't be able to stop it once it gets there. The problem is we believe we have time freedom too soon before we've earned it. I've had people tell me, I joined this to have time freedom. I said, you ain't did it yet. You still got to earn it. And sometimes you got to give up the very thing you're working for. First, I was working 70 hours a week and I added something else to my plate. Took away more time until I bought time back. That's how it works. That's how it works. Know that the biggest enemy is the inner me. And if you can conquer you through discipline and control, I love the old kung fu moves, because that's all it's about. Focus, discipline, control. I've never met anyone who acted out of anger and thought they made a good move later. Never met anyone who acted out of just pure emotion and later was like, yeah, that was good. No. Emotions are things we control. And we use that spirit to move forward an intellectual decision. You need passion, because it's nothing like talking to somebody that's all intellect with no heart. Oh, that's bad. I don't think anybody can argue my heart up here. Right? You may not even like me, but you'll probably be like, yeah, he's passionate. A little weird. But passionate. And that's okay. And hopefully you also feel I'm thoughtful as well. We allow the thoughtful concepts to be moved by the passion. A couple more things and I'm out of here. Some people are not qualified for your future. I was at church and the pastor said that. I almost fell out. Check. Some people in your life right now are not qualified for your future. Because life is about making decisions. What are you reading? What are you listening to? What's your environment? And who are you around? Who you're around affects who you are as a human being. Even if you're around them complaining about them. Even if you're around them identifying what's wrong, they still rub off on you. I am careful when I'm around anybody too much that is a good influence, but they're around somebody else that's a bad influence. I mean, like, you just gave one degree of separation between me and stupid. And I like to be further from stupid than you. Because all it takes is you to invite us both to the same event, and now rubbing shoulders with an idiot. Is that harsh? Well, life is harsh. Life is real. Right? And sometimes we can be a little too PC and not call it what it is. Some people should not be a part of your journey. And it takes a lot of growth for us to let them go. And let them live the life that they chose. And I love all of my siblings, it's 11 of us. I love them all, but every one of them, they are not qualified for my journey. And I won't let catering to siblings get in the way of giving the life that I want to the children. They didn't choose their life yet. The siblings did. They're grown. And guess what? The kids qualify. But they don't. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's a coworker. I don't know. As we work the system, we learn to stay in our lane. This is a more actionable. Because we're recruiting. And everything we've been talking about is about getting your spirit together, getting your energy right, having your philosophy squared away, so that you are more excited about your beliefs, your attitudes, and your actions than you are about your results and your lifestyle. Most of us have it backwards. We're excited about results and lifestyle, but we're not excited about the philosophies, attitudes, and the actions. If you can flip that and get more excited about the attitude, the belief systems, if you're excited about your philosophies and beliefs, you're reading things to give you better philosophies and beliefs. You're excited about it. You talk about it. People that don't believe in their positive direction, they will stop hanging around you. Some people that's not qualified for your journey, you won't have to leave them. They'll leave you. It's amazing how people that are not nearly as awesome as you will step away from you like something's wrong with you. All you do is talk about books and go to school all the time. I'm sorry we're not at the club getting and doing drugs every night. Did I offend you with my healthy lifestyle? Excuse me. Right? Sometimes they'll get rid of you. But it has to happen. Can you get excited, more excited about that than you are about results and lifestyle? If so, the results and lifestyle show up, no matter what's going on. If we can learn to stay in our lane when it comes to building our business, choosing our battles, I know that when I'm prospecting people, my job is not to be the expert. My job is to be the friend. Your whole job in prospecting is to be a friend. Escorting your friend through a journey. Introducing them to information and experts. And that way they make their own decision, but you manage their emotions, your expert will manage their information. Oh, that's good. It's a way to frame it. So as you're recruiting, if you struggle recruiting or writing membership, know that your job is to escort their emotional process on this journey because they look to you to see how they should feel. So when they watch the video, if you're sitting next to them, they're excited because you're excited. But if you act like you're not interested in the video and you get up and walk off in your own PBR, which I've seen happen, guess what? They don't think it's a big deal anymore. If you're invited into the briefing and you refuse to be excited because you've seen this guy 17,000 times, they're going to respond like they've seen him 17,000 times instead of responding like it's their first time because it's their first time. Your job is to help maneuver their emotions through the journey. Don't worry about the information. That'll come through your resources and your tools and your leader and your expert. They handle that part. Isn't it awesome if you stay in your lane and it allows you to get that handled? Last but not least, learn your own story. Everybody here has a story. Learn yours. Story is important. Mandatory. If you learn your story, then you won't say too much. Because it's real easy to say too much. Right? But if you know your story, my story, I'm a poet. I'm a starving artist. Am I more than that? Yeah. I only got 30 seconds. Only got 30 seconds. So my unique story is I was a starving artist. Working 80 hours a week. Mental behavioral health. 10 hours in my first month, made an extra $1,400. I didn't have a job in over 10 years. It's my story. That means a lot to me. Now I'm still an artist, but not starving. More importantly, I'm a full-time dad. That's what I love about leadership. When you have a story, my story is. I started my own business, working on the side. I had my full-time job, but I knew it wasn't going to get me where I wanted to go. And I've been getting trained by the best business professionals in the world for the last 5, 6, 7, whatever years. And as a result, I'm well on my way to becoming financially independent. You don't have to have already achieved the end goal. I haven't hit my end goal. You could just be well on your way. Own it. Say it every time. So when somebody gives you an objection, you will always be able to counter it by merely saying, all I know is this. I joined a couple years back, and now I'm on my way to making six figures. I wasn't on my way to six figures before I joined leadership. All I know is this. I didn't know what I was going to do for retirement. Now I don't just have a plan, I have a system. All I know is this. Every objection, when it comes to the business and recruiting, you can hit with your humble story and humbly introduce them to the system that is helping you reach every last one of your goals. The beautiful thing about Legal Shield is that if you succeed here, you succeed in life. Because these are life skills. These are friendships. These are relationships. And it's hard. It's hard. You want to say it's easy? It's not. It's hard. It's hard because life is hard. Because people are difficult. Unnecessarily. And the most difficult person there is in the world is us. We are our most difficult journey. But if you're courageous enough to step up to the journey, to step up to the plate, to conquer, to look in this mirror and conquer every blemish and every challenge and be the best you that is humanly possible, rise to your better self, every physical goal that you have in this business will come to you. And everybody that you want on your team will be attracted to you. I was listening to As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. And he said, we do not get what we want in life. We get what we are. And we can accept where we are so that we can identify how we can grow. You can have everything you've ever dreamed of. And I have no doubt in the world that I will see you all, not on earth, but on platinum. I appreciate you all having me here in Utah with me. I hope you grew. I hope something I shared helped. Hope it wasn't too weird, but just weird enough. Because everybody needs a little weird in their life. Thanks for having me, and I'll see you at the end.